The debate's back on for ending the death tax. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The U.S. Senate is expected to renew their debate on permanently repealing the inheritance tax this week. Jonna Miller has more.
It looks like this is the week that the Senate will vote on whether or not to permanently repeal death taxes.
Farmers and ranchers have been waiting a long time for this vote. The House passed permanent death tax repeal over a year ago.
Farmers and ranchers have been waiting since last fall when the Senate was supposed to vote on the issue. American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says there's still some uncertainty.
The first vote this week will be a procedural vote on whether or not to even take the bill up. There's a chance that procedural vote might fail, meaning the Senate just may not get around to talking about an issue so critically important to farmers and ranchers.
Wolf says the growing deficit has caused some supporters of permanent repeal to rethink their position.
Putting farmers and ranchers out of business and allowing their land to go into development isn't going to help reduce the size of the national debt. We need a strong economy. We need an agriculture that's productive and employing people to keep our country strong. And the death tax is a threat to the agricultural part of our economy.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, many Tennessee farmers strongly believe that this is an unfair tax, and so does Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. He spoke on the issue earlier this year during the American Farm Bureau Convention.
Today we're looking to a future where the death tax threatens to endanger America's farming and ranching families. My pledge is to help protect that legacy for you to pass down. And here's how we're going to do it. By putting the death tax to its fast and final death.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.